Is there such a thing as cello mojo? Elisa Weilerstein might have it. She was 13 when she debuted with the Cleveland Orchestra. At 15, she played Carnegie Hall. She was studying at Juilliard and Columbia, even as she maintained a performance schedule of 50 dates a year. And last year, Elisa Weilerstein was asked by conductor Daniel Barenboim, who was the widower of the renowned cellist Jacqueline Dupré, to perform Elgar's Cello Concerto in E minor with the Berlin Philharmonic. She became only the second cellist to play Elgar with Barenboim since Jacqueline Dupré's death. And Elisa Weilerstein plays her cello with an intensity that includes her entire body. She joins us now from Charleston, South Carolina, where she's performing at the Spoleto Festival for her 8th year. Thanks so much for being with us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And how did you feel when Daniel Barenboim said, "I want you to play Elgar"?
I was shocked, actually. I was overwhelmed. It was interesting. I mean, the way I met him was actually a few months before. I had been trying to play for him for several years, actually, and it somehow it never really worked out. And then finally I did in December, and I met him in May 2009. He was in New York, and I was actually at the Maestro Suite in Carnegie Hall. That was his dressing room. And he asked me, and you know, I was basically speechless, and it was an incredible thing.
We want to listen to a little bit of your performance, if we could. And when you play that Elgar piece,
yes,
with Maestro Barenboim,
yes,
is the presence of Jacqueline Dupré with you?
Well, yes, of course. She was always actually my sort of number one favorite cellist, even growing up. I mean, I think I saw and heard all the footage, audio and video footage of her before I was 10 years old. She died when I was 5 years old. And of course, she stopped playing in 1973, which was before I was born. And so I listened to everything that she had ever recorded. However, at the same time, working with Barenboim and just seeing what an incredible musical genius he is and learning so much from his experience with the piece and, all that implies was also an incredibly intense experience and sort of emotionally exhausting, actually.
Tell me a bit about growing up as the daughter of two concert musicians, your father,
yes.
Donald, longtime first violinist mm-hmm. with the Cleveland Quartet.
Yes.
Your mother, Vivian Hornick, mm-hmm. Weilerstein, a mm-hmm. pianist. So what got you over to the cello in the first place?
As you say, both my parents were and are fantastic professional musicians. And when I was younger, my father was still in the quartet, so he was actually traveling quite a lot. And my mom was traveling as well to play her own concerts. And so there was at one point they were actually both away. That was unusual. Usually one or the other was home. And I was about 2 and a half and I got chicken pox. And my grandmother was coming to take care of me. She felt sort of extra sorry for me because I was alone and sick. And she made a string quartet, so two violins, a viola and a cello, out of cereal boxes. And the cello was a Rice Krispies box. And she drew the fingerboard and the F holes, and actually, the cello has an end pin, which is actually a metal spike that you actually put into the ground when to play it. And she remembered that, and she put and the end pin was an old green toothbrush. That was pretty funny part of it.
Oh my gosh! So you really made that Rice Krispies box go snap crackle pop,
as it were. Yeah, I totally shunned the other instruments for some reason. I just had to have the cello, and I don't remember a single moment of my life where I ever questioned that I was going to be a cellist.
And what's it like to perform with the Cleveland Symphony Orchestra when you're 13?
Oh, it was so much fun. I just had the best time. I'll tell you though exactly how I felt when I was 13. And you know, very often adolescents feel like they know everything and have and are very old. And I felt exactly that way. I thought, I've waited my whole long 13-year-old life to play with the Cleveland Orchestra. It's about time.
I could have done this when I was 9. Why did they take so long?
Well, no. Yeah. I don't think I went that far, but it just kind of like, oh, finally. You know, I waited so long. I was just so excited.
Yeah. We have a recording of your performance last year at Spoleto. Mm-hmm. You played Rachmaninoff's Sonata for cello and piano.
Yes.
Let's hear some of the third movement, if we could. You're very physical on stage.
Uh-huh.
That stands out in a crowd, doesn't it?
It's not something I do consciously, however. I mean, many people used to... I mean, when I was first starting out, many people used to say, oh, you move around so much on stage, you make so many faces, you're so expressive. And I really had no idea. it was really my... I try to use the analogy, you know, if you go to like a rock concert, for example, and you see people are, you see the rock musicians on stage, they're going crazy. I mean, they're bouncing all over the walls and dancing. It always struck me as sort of surprising that people would find that strange in classical music.
Cellist Elisa Weilerstein speaking with us from Charleston, South Carolina, where she'll be performing with the Spoleto Festival. Ms. Weilerstein, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.